In a swanky hotel bar one day. Their chatter grew more frivolous with each new jubilee. A woman who came trickling in and sighted one to mirth. He giggled and he tittered and he pointed, "What on earth?" But the other held his arm and said, "Hold on, you'd better not. Though she's frowsy and she's blousy and undoubtedly a sot. Though her eyes are dead and rimmed with red and her nose is quite blue. She once was the Empress of 103rd and West End Avenue. The last of the fleur-de-lis, though she's withering upon her stalk. Her salon was filled with arty folks who nibbled at her artichokes and made quite the cleverest talk. The Guggenheims were apoplectic as her at-homes grew increasingly eclectic. One smart New York raced its hacks to her Sunday evening snacks. And though now they think her snacks smell, she was once the Elsa Maxwell of 103rd and West End Avenue. She's the last of the fleur-de-lis, though she's withering upon her stem. She may look like a vulture, but she was once a hound for culture and received the crème de la crème. The Cohens, Kaplans, and Schmaltzes turned bright green at her polkas and waltzes. So however you may sneer at this old mess you see here, though she may look like a rotter, she was the Mrs. Palmer Potter of 103rd and West End Avenue. She's the last of the fleur-de-lis, though her petals are in decline. So forbear to raise your eyebrows, she was goddess of the highbrows in the days before Gertie Stein. In aigrettes and gowns by Poiret, she was resplendent at her soiree. So however you deplore this old souse flat on the floor, though she's not on her qui-vive, she's the sole remaining levy from 103rd and West End Avenue.